There's really no point in going through a year like we just had in 2022 without a few lessons to learn from. So in this video, I want to share with you my top 10 lessons that I've learned from 2022 that can help you bring some value, but also you can learn from my mistakes so you don't repeat them in 2023. If you're interested, keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. 2023 is going to be a massive year. There's so much volatility, there's plenty of opportunities, but we need to take a step back and understand what are the mistakes we've made in 2022 and the years before that, and how can we learn, turn them into lessons to then absolutely smash 2023. Just like you're about to smash the like button. You see what I did there? Yeah. Let's jump straight in. Number one is you can't control the outcome, but you can control the output. So what I mean by this is that if you go in and you say, well, look, the outcome that I would like to achieve is say 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, or that I want to have $15 million by the time I'm 30 or 40 or 50. Now, the thing is, that is the outcome. There's very little control you have over that outcome apart from the output you actually have. So let's say you go to the gym, you start working out and you say, look, I want a body fat percentage of less than 10%. I want to be absolutely ripped and jacked. Well, that's the outcome, right? You can't really control that. But what you can do is focus on eating healthy, eating the right macros, and then actually going to the gym and putting in the hard yards. That is what I refer to as output. So for me, going through 2022, it was more about how do I focus on the output and don't worry about the outcome. It's like how people talk about, you know, the journey is more important than the destination, and it's so true. And so as a result, when you're working or you're investing, some people get carried away with the outcome of being financially free. And it's important to have that goal and that vision, but what you want to focus on is the day-to-day task. There's no point having the real big vision, but then not be able to execute when the time comes and the opportunities present themselves. Number two is diversifying the portfolio. When we've got a market that is super volatile, you've got different markets moving up and down, this is when you realize the diversity of your portfolio is so important. Let's look, for instance, just at real estate, because I know a lot of you guys watch the channel just for real estate specifically. So let's think about you having a portfolio of say three properties, and you decided I'm going to purchase all three in Sydney because that's where I believe is long-term growth. Now, the thing is, in 2022, you would have experienced no growth. In fact, you would have lost money on your entire portfolio. And that's because we have all of our properties in the one location, which is also the most expensive market in Australia. But if you diversified that across, you know, having one in Sydney, one in Brisbane, one in Perth, or one in South Australia, one in Tasmania, it would have allowed you to actually experience different markets. And you would have been in a position where some of those markets actually grew in 2022. And it would have allowed you to be better positioned for 2023. Now, the same thing's going to happen in 2023. Some markets are going to move higher than others, and some will actually cool down even further. You want to be in the right markets at the right time, and that's how you could diversify within real estate. But when you look outside of real estate, and this is where I've come to learn that the velocity of money concept is something that's not spoken about enough, especially when you come out onto YouTube and you've got a buyer's agent like myself, or you've got someone else selling a course, or you've got someone else selling their own services. They're going to prompt you to say, stick to real estate, because at the end of the day, we make our money through real estate. And so as a buyer's agent coming out and making videos saying, hey, maybe you should look at alternative investments, I can tell you now the people in the industry don't really like me for saying that, because if more people are just push towards real estate and that's all the information we present, well, then nobody else has a choice, right? You would have to go, well, that's what they're saying, that's what I've got to go and invest in. And 2022 is a perfect example of why you should be diversifying your portfolio. Think about if you had all of your assets in crypto. Crypto has gone down by 70, 80, or 90%. Whereas if you were across real estate, you were across other alternative investments. For me personally, I like to invest in Pokemon cards, and they're up about 20 to 30% in 2022. Now I can take those gains, come in and build a deposit for my next real estate purchase. Number three is don't believe what the media says. Now, if you've gone through 2019, 2020, and 21, and you still believe what the media is putting out there, look, you've got to get yourself in check when it comes to critical thinking, really test what you were reading and corroborate that with other information sources. Simply going out there, reading a headline and saying,
well, that's what the news is saying, that's probably true,
is not the right way to go about it in 2023. What we want to do is use some critical thinking. Okay, one source has said this, let me go and verify this across multiple other sources. And I'm not just saying just flick through other news channels. I'm saying go and use different resources, use government statistics, go and read some journals. And I know this stuff doesn't sound so sexy, but at the end of the day, if you're serious about kicking ass in 2023 and you want to make some financial gains and you also want to help your own mental health, then it's very important you critically think about the information that's out there and not believe everything that's coming coming out in the media. Now, speaking of the media, number four is negative news is always louder than positive news. I can come out here and say the world is collapsing and you're probably gonna watch that video a lot more than a video that says, hey, things are pretty good in this market. And you've seen channels blow up across YouTube where all they've said every single week is the market's crashing, everything's going to shit. And the thing is, they've been saying it for the last couple of years. It's the same crap. And when the bull market comes into play, the people that are watching that sort of content are too scared to even make a move because the content keeps repeating itself saying, well, this is a fake out. There's not actually a bull run happening. No, there's things coming. And here's a lesson I learned really early on. There is always something happening. Whether it's someone invading a country, whether it's someone blocking out, you know, trade, or whether it's the economy going up or down. At the end of the day, you've got to figure out what your strategy is and what your tactics are. Look at this logically. Everything can't keep going up and everything can't keep going down. It's also not linear. So if it's going up for a certain period of time, you have some pullback, you have some correction, it's a good entry point, and then you continue on your way up. The thing is, we know that fiat is dead money. What we want to do is get a hold of hard assets. That is where the gains will be in 2023 and beyond. Number five, cycles are all very similar. This time is not different. Yes, we're going to have unique characteristics that pop up, and you can look at something like crypto. Everyone believed that we were going to have this blow off top and it was going to break the entire cycle that we've had since the inception of Bitcoin. And what happened instead was it played out exactly the same way. Yes, there was a few different characteristics, but we've seen the drawdown in the fourth year of the cycle, which has always happened in the history of Bitcoin. When you look at something like real estate, what we've seen is a cycle of growth that we hadn't seen where national prices went up by 20%. Naturally, you're going to have a mean reversion. You come back to the average and then you make your merry way up. But cycles are not different. And what we've seen in cycles when it comes to interest rates in Australia is that we can never create higher highs. And also interest rates at the rate they move up, they always come down at a faster pace. And finally, we need to understand that despite the fact that there's going to be a recession or not, real estate has performed really well over a long extended period of time. So if you can get in and you can build your position, knowing what your cash flow looks like, have some buffers in place, you will do really well. Number six, there is no perfect moment. It is now or never. And what I mean by that is that if you can sit there and say, I'm going to predict exactly when the bottom of the market is, and then I'm going to sell at the top of the market, whether it's real estate, stocks, or crypto, you're a genius, but you're also not from this world because it's impossible to do so. And what you want to focus on instead is to say, well, based on my cash flow and my tactics, this all makes sense. I'm ready to take on this much risk for this much gain. And you're also welcoming the fact that if this much risk results in negative returns, well, I'm okay because I can weather the storm. I haven't overextended myself. What we've seen over the last couple of years is easy money going through the system, but people believe that the easy money's gone forever. We're never going to have interest rates go back to lows of 2 or 3%. And I'm on the flip side. I believe we're going to have easy money come back into the system because the system's broken. What we're seeing already is that everything is starting to collapse. The one number that the government and the central banks are looking at this point is unemployment. As soon as that starts going up, we've already seen all these companies have earnings drop through the floor. We're seeing mass demand destruction. So it is a matter of time before that easy money comes back. But what you want to do is position yourself before the easy money comes in. And if you're simply going out there and saying, I'm going to wait for the easy money, well, what happens if it takes another 18 to 24 months before it returns? In that time, the smart money will flow in, buy up what they can during the time that people are scared, and then you're going to end up buying when the FOMO kicks in again. It's not the right way to do it. Number seven is probably controversial, but you've got to stop following the fads. I know there's people out there that say, oh, I've got a like morning routine. I wake up at 4 o'clock. I wake up at 5 o'clock. I have morning showers that are cold. I go and, you know, swim in the ocean or some shit like that, or I meditate for 3 hours. Now, each one of those things have their benefits and they're scientifically backed. I'm definitely not someone who can give you financial advice, let alone scientific advice. But what I can tell you is that rather than focusing on something you saw on TikTok, what you can focus on is something that works within your own limits. You want something that's sustainable. So for me personally, I tried the whole cold shower thing. I lasted 2 days and I said, yeah, not for me. So instead, what I did was focus on other things. If you can work out the first thing in the morning, especially on an empty stomach, it has its benefits. But if you simply go out there and say, well, I'm gonna have a cold shower, I'm gonna meditate, I'm gonna go work out and do like 5 or 6 different things that I picked up from all these TikTokers and then bring it all in together, you'll fail because it's not sustainable. Now, there's a small percentage of people that can go out there, do that, and they can work like a robot. But for me, I'm like you guys. We wanna live a balanced lifestyle. So what I'm saying to you is that what you wanna focus on is being 1% better than the day before. And that might mean that you have a consistent plan rather than something you go in, hit for 21 days, and then hope that it sticks like a habit. It's not gonna work. Number eight is that there's no substitute for hard work. I found myself during last year where I had gone on holidays, taken some time off. Naturally, I saw the results of the business or results on my YouTube channel start declining. So naturally, if you're gonna go out there and you put in the hard work, you can mix the hard work with a more efficient and smart way of doing things. But at the end of the day, you can have the greatest amount amount of talent. But if you don't have hard work, it's not going to pay off. And that's why you need to focus on having that approach when it comes to your work, your side hustles, even your relationships. If you want to go and build your relationship out, or you're going to go focus on dating and building yourself up with confidence, you have to do it consistently. And it's hard work. And that's just natural because some people are more talented at certain things. But if I was to hire someone, I would hire someone that's got a hard working ethic rather than someone who's just talented and lazy. Number 9 is you have to build for scale. This not only refers to something like your business, you've got to build with scale and have process in mind. It also refers to your investments as well. I hear so many people talk about, hey, Ravi, I want to buy an investment property, but I want to buy it in my own backyard. I want it to be, you know, maybe located 20 or 30 minutes away because that way I can manage the property myself. I don't have to pay a property manager. But also if there's something that I need to do, like renovate the place or fix maintenance issues, I can do it myself. And my response to that is that we're probably not the right people to help you with the buyer's agency being Search Property. What we're focused on is building with scale. If you want to go and own 5, 6, 7 properties, imagine trying to do that while having all the properties right where you're located. You're now not diversified. You're increasing your risk because you're in the one market. And number 3, imagine the amount of time and the calls you would get every single day because there's some shit that went down at your property. If you have a property manager manage it properly and are able to do the reviews on time, you're not going to have as many maintenance issues. Plus, they're a professional what they do. So I will go and outsource despite knowing I can go and travel to one of my properties every single day of the week. Because at the end of the day, if I can go and outsource that, that means one less headache I have on my plate, which means now I can efficiently build my machine, but also focus on things that are important to me. I'm not some sort of guy who comes out and claims that he does everything. I wake up at 4 o'clock, I sleep at 12, and I work like 30 hours a day. I'm not like that. I'm very much like the majority of you that like balance. So for me, I want to know that I can outsource parts of my business, parts of, you know, my investment portfolio, so I have more peace of mind and actually get to enjoy the process. If I find myself going and getting burnt out with whatever I'm doing, there's a high chance I will stop doing those things. There's a few tasks that I was doing in my business that really had little to no return on investment. And instead of me getting burnt out, I decided, okay, before that happens and the whole system goes to shit, I need to outsource this to one of my team members so they can focus on it. And guess what? They were better than me at doing it because they just had better skills than me. Now, before I jump into the last one, I hope you guys have had a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And if you have enjoyed this video so far, you're enjoying the fact that no one else is posting too much content, I've come out and put out a video for you guys, then definitely smash that like button. It helps bring this video out to more people. And I think it's important that people take the lessons from someone else in 2022, apply it to their own lives, match it up with whatever lessons they have for themselves, put it on a board, and then take off in 2023. Now, number 10 is listen to the right people. Let's look at my example. If you come to me and say, Ravi, tell me, which stocks should I invest in? I'd be like, dude, I have no idea because I don't play in the stock market. If you came to me and said, look, Ravi, I want to build my real estate portfolio. Tell me how I do this. Do I purchase my own place? Do I invest in interstate properties? Do I rent vest? Well, then I'm your guy. That's where we can have a chat. And you'll find my email as a pinned comment down below, as well as a link to my website where you can go and check out what we do as a buyer's agency. The thing is, if you go out there and get the right advice from the right people, it is very different than getting the right advice from the wrong people. Now, what happens is traditionally during the holiday period, you go and meet up with all your family. And usually someone from your family is a know-it-all, right? I know we've got one in our family, our uncle, who literally knows everything about everything, apparently, right? So if you ever brought up a topic, they would go, oh, well, this is my 2 cents. But not only is it my 2 cents, it is the truth. This is how it works. And where it really clicked in for me was last Christmas, where he basically was trying to tell me why real estate wasn't so great. And the tipping point for me, honestly, was a couple of years ago when, you know, I wasn't on YouTube. Nobody really knew what I had apart from like really close people. And he was schooling me on real estate. But at the same time, I had like 10 plus properties at the time and he had one, which is what he was living in. And so that's where you need to understand context is if someone's giving you advice, you're best off just to ask him straight up, what sort of experience do you have in this space to give me this advice? Now, that uncle definitely didn't like it, but he had a lack of self-awareness anyway, so it didn't really bother me. In your case, if you're going to your hairdresser and they start talking to you about stocks that you should invest in, that's a warning sign. It's probably not a good idea. But equally, if you go to your dentist and ask him what sort of hairstyle you should get, you're probably not going to get the right advice. So my biggest lesson for you that you can learn from in 2023 and moving forward is get the right advice from the right people. Don't focus on trying to go to the one person for all of your advice solutions. That's probably how you will lose money in the next couple of years. I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. If you have, smash that like button and subscribe to the channel because this year is going to be the biggest year on YouTube for myself and this channel as we build this community out to above 100,000 subscribers. Thank you so much for watching and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.